the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B is sticking up for her man Offset after calling out urban music blog and Instagram account The Shade Room for their negative comments about him in a series of videos on Instagram. Cardi said, Offset donated $25,000 to the Ellen Foundation for the kids in Africa. Did The Shade Room post it? No. Is The Shade Room posting out this man is promoting a cancer-free campaign? No. Are they posting any positive investment talk that he's been talking about in his interviews? No. But they sure post the way he had drama with his baby mama. They sure posted about his court cases, right? I'm not saying only I want people to post positive stuff about us. At the end of the day, a blog is a blog, and I feel like they've got to post the good and the bad. But come on now, that bias crap that people want to do because they're on some hate campaign, they're on some F Cardi B campaign, it's trash. Why do people want us to change? For what? Why change? Y'all don't post the change, y'all don't post the good, y'all don't post the accomplishments, y'all post the effed up crap, so WTF. The Shade Room is yet to respond, and the video seemed to have been removed from Cardi's profile now. After being arrested in Georgia last summer, Offset is now facing charges for firearms possession by a convicted felon, misdemeanor charges for marijuana possession, and the initial traffic violation that got him pulled over in the first place. The felony charge of possession of a weapon during the commission of a crime was dropped, and Offset is due in court in May after entering a plea of not guilty. He has not released any comment on the situation.
I think you get Cardi B talking. That's all you need. She'll represent you.
The brothers, who admitted to helping actor Jesse Smollett stage a racist and homophobic attack on himself, are now suing Smollett's lawyers for defamation. Their claim says that his lawyers and their firm continued to talk publicly about how the brothers led a criminally homophobic, racist, and violent attack against Mr. Smollett, even though the lawyers know that isn't true. Smollett also says that the two masked men beat him, hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him, doused him with some sort of chemical substance, and looped a rope around his neck. No word or comment has been released from Smollett or his camp. NSYNC is reportedly receiving offers to continue on as a band without Justin Timberlake. A recent Billboard source said that one industry person said that they could reunite and start out with a Vegas residency like the Backstreet Boys. One agent said that he thinks that they'd actually be playing arenas immediately. They said there's a whole new generation of fans that haven't had the opportunity to see the songs live. After performing at Coachella with Ariana Grande, the four other members of NSYNC haven't missed a beat, and the decision to continue on is heavily dependent on whether or not JC can handle the vocals. 3-6 Mafia's DJ Paul is suing Travis Scott after he claims he stole the hook of a song, and he now wants Scott to pay him $20 million. In the legal documents, DJ Paul says that Travis Scott's song No Bystanders took a hook that's almost identical to DJ Paul's track Tear the Club Up. So this is the 3-6 Mafia song. And this is the Travis Scott clip. And ain't no one ever I plan. I mean,
it sounds
very identical to me.
Yeah,
they have a different word.
Yeah. Well, if it's a different word in that case, then it's not even close. Yeah, it sounds very similar to
me. I think that he might have a chance here in court. And Dr. Phil talked about his famous mustachio.
In the 70s, I was a porn star. So listen, I've had my nose broken like 7 times. I played football, and I was a bouncer. And so it looks really weird. So I thought I'd grow some bushes around it and see if it would fix it.
All right, that's too much for me to handle right now.
The porn star was a joke.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh. I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew that.
Coming up in less than an hour, People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 was announced yesterday.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.